Number 21.
Did you see that ring Laura bought?
Uh-huh. Must have cost her a pretty penny.
What do the speakers mean? Number 22.
Bill, I thought you had so much work to do.
I'm just taking a little break.
What can be inferred from this conversation? Number 23.
Could you help me move this box upstairs?
Sure, I... Say, what do you have in here? Your rock collection?
What can be inferred from the man's comment? Number 24.
What a great haircut, Sarah.
You think so? I think she took too much off.
What is Sarah's opinion? Number 25.
What room is Professor Claiborne speaking in tonight?
Professor Claiborne is speaking tonight?
What does the man imply by his remark? Number 26. Can I look at that drawing for a second?
Be my guest.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
Want me to turn up the heater?
Please don't. I'm burning up back here.
What does the woman mean? Number 28. I thought I heard barking coming from Joe's room.
Barking? Doesn't Joe know there are regulations against keeping pets in the dorm?
What is learned from this conversation?
Number 29.
I stopped by Dr. Norton's office at the medical center.
Really? What for?
What does the woman want to know? Number 30.
Did you know Angela had finished all her required courses? She'll be graduating in May.
Oh, so she doesn't have to repeat that chemistry course after all.
What had the man assumed about Angela?
This is the end of the listening program for Part A. Dialogues.